This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Our weekly legislative update with State Senator David Brock Smith representing the 1st District in the Senate. That includes parts of Douglas County. David, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So, first of all, there's a lot of things to cover. I wanted to ask, because I know it really varied, your take on the passage of Senate Bill 4, the Oregon CHIPS Act, which the governor signed yesterday.
So, Kyle, I supported Senate Bill 4 and the CHIPS Act because we're in conversations with your local county commissioners as well as other folks in Douglas County. We have an opportunity in the land associated with it to possibly bring that type of development to Douglas County and Roseburg, being close to I-5 and the transportation corridors that are necessary to facilitate that type of expansion and economic development. So we're still having those conversations on how we can move forward with it. And, the investments are critically important. I, of course, am concerned with the overall push by the majority party and the Democrats of Oregon that have made Oregon the second highest income tax state in the nation, highest on the West Coast. So it's kind of backwards, if you will, that we have to use tax dollars to incentivize businesses to come to the state when we can. What we can really do is be more tax friendly and to incentivize businesses to come to the state. But without a Republican majority to roll back these taxes statewide, that's necessary to utilize these tools to move forward with possibly expanding these economic development opportunities.
This has been an interesting one to read about and follow, because support or opposition for it doesn't necessarily follow party lines as much as normal.
Well, correct. I mean, you have a situation where you're utilizing, farmland, really, where you have some of the environmental for-profit nonprofits that are opposed to it, and which is, again, as you mentioned, uncommon to have, these cross-sector opposition. But this is marginalized farmland. It is not, high-valued farmland that we're looking at, and frankly, in order to have these locations in the state, they need to be next to transportation corridors, so that you can get materials in and materials out, products out. So, Roseburg and Douglas County, of course, is has optimum opportunities there. So I look, again, forward to those conversations moving forward.
Well, we'll continue to watch that one as it evolves. What are the other big items that you're following this week in Salem?
Well, in the House, the Joint Ways and Means Committee passed out last night House Bill 2002, which is a horrible bill, Kyle. It deals with basically eliminating the age of abortion, and it's a very partisan bill, and gender affirming care, where literally 15-year-olds can begin a transition without parental consent. Literally, it's quite the fight. Adding to a bad gun bill, 2005, and then another bad gun bill in the Senate, 348, that basically not only does it implement Measure 114, but it adds a number of provisions to it. That bill is not moving. 2005 and 2002, the House leadership was able to negotiate a stay, if you will, for those bills coming to the floor until the first part of May. I'm of course, as a former rep over there and in leadership, having conversations with the House Republican leadership about that. We were successful in stopping, what I called cap and trade 3.0 in the Senate, which is a big deal. But frankly, we've been in the Senate, been of course reading bills since the beginning, and not facilitating the Democrats that do not want to do that, and we have not waived the bill reading. The Republicans in the Senate and the House, for that matter, are not here and working to facilitate the majority party's woke and aggressive and progressive agenda. We're here to represent the citizens of our districts, mainly rural districts, and throughout the state. And so we pulled a number of bills out of committee and to the Senate floor last week, and we'll continue to do so. It caused the threatening of what is going to be happening this coming Friday, where I was able to negotiate where we can bring the Ways and Means Committee to Roseburg at Umpqua Community College, which you know about. But they threatened, because of the time that we're taking on the floor discussing our priorities, our Republican priorities, that there might not be able to have that Ways and Means come to Roseburg, and I pushed back pretty hard on that. And so far we're maintaining that it's going to happen, and I'm fairly certain that it will.
Well, you know, it's a big deal to get that group of lawmakers down here, one of just four of those hearings around the state, as they kind of cover different areas. And if I understand correctly, it's important that people who want to participate in that go online and get signed up to testify next week, correct?
That is correct. And later today, I'll be sending you and others that that information again, and they'll be able to go to my legislative website in the State Senate to click the link. If they go to my legislative website later on today and click news and information, they'll be able to then see a link to go ahead and it'll have the information about the event, its location at Umpqua Community College and Jacoby Auditorium. And then there'll be a link in there where they can register to testify. It's really critically important that this is occurring. I mean, these are, again, the individuals that have the purse strings of the state. They are the ones that decide what resources go where and to fund what services. So it's critically important that our Roseburg area and Douglas County region register to testify. You're only going to be able to get 2 minutes to do so because it's a two-hour hearing, and there's going to be a lot of people that will want to speak. And in doing so, they can have their voice heard and help me in the legislative process, as well as Representative Osborne and Representative Boyce and Representative Goodwin and Representative Wright and others, so that we can address the rural issues that are important to our people.
Well, and again, that's next Friday. We'll continue to cover that as we get closer to it, and we'll post that information later about getting signed up to testify. Wrapping up now, what's one positive thing you've seen from the week in Salem you want to mention real quick?
Well, I wish I could, Kyle. It's been quite a week. We are continuing to see the process unfold. The positive thing, I guess, the most positive, is we're a little over halfway through this legislative process, and so the sooner the sine die, the better. And we just hope to make sure that our priorities can move forward for our rural Oregon constituents, and that we stop these bad bills that will hurt Oregonians as a whole.
All right, State Senator David Brock Smith, weekly update. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you, sir.
8:40 at the Morning Report.